2 weeks ago, Wendy asked me if I would give a little teaching on listening. And my first reaction when she asked me to do that was, I don't think I'm the best person to do that. I'm not the best listener. People closest to me can probably attest to that I'm not a great listener. And this has been an issue my entire life, going all the way back to childhood. I was not great at listening to my parents sometimes. Maybe with big things, but even just with little things. Like, I remember time and time again, my mom would just be like, ask me to do something in the house. Like, Matt, can you go downstairs and get a blanket? And I was a good kid. I liked to help out. I never complained or anything. And I'd be like, yeah, sure. And I'd run downstairs. And as soon as I got there, I'd have no idea what I went down to get. And I would be like, just standing there thinking, what am I doing here? What did my mom want me to come down here for? I go back upstairs and I'd be like, what do you want me to get? And my mom would get so irritated. She would just be like, Matthew, listen to me. Listen, get a blanket. And usually the second time, I'll remember. But even sometimes I go down again and be like, what was I supposed to get? But, it was a struggle. I wasn't good at listening in the home. This also was an issue at school. Wasn't the best listener at school. And I remember every time that parent-teacher conferences would come around, I would be like super nervous, man. Like, oh, what's the teacher going to tell my parents? Am I going to be in trouble? Every time I was always scared. But usually the feedback was pretty positive. It was like, Matt's a good student. He tries hard, but he just doesn't listen. And that it was a common theme. And it was definitely true, too. I mean, I remember in class, I would literally just sit there and just daydream about whatever you can imagine, like playing sports or just movies or anything my imagination could come up with. That was school for me. I would just be sitting there doing that, If I got called on in class, I wouldn't even know what subject we were in, let alone, like, what the answer was. I just was not a good listener, not good at paying attention. But, those two examples, not listening, good at following instructions, or listening in school, are kind of harmless examples. But what I've learned as I've become an adult is that listening well or not listening well can definitely have a serious impact on your life. It can affect things like your education. It can affect your vocation. But most importantly, what I've learned is that it has a serious impact on your relationships. And, my poor listening skills, that they've been a challenge for me in these different areas in my personal life. But even more than that, they've been an issue for me in my marriage at times. It's caused issues. It's been a problem. It's something that I've had to work through and to grow at and to get better at, because I'm not good at listening naturally. I didn't learn skills on how to listen well. But thankfully, any of you that know my wife, Kayla, know that she is the best listener, and she's an incredibly patient person. So thankfully, God paired me, I guess ironically, with somebody that listens incredibly well to really help me learn on how to become a better listener. And Kayla has helped me to grow and to learn, and it's something that I'm constantly working on and growing into. But she's helped me realize that listening well to people, it's something that you do to actually love people. It's a way that we show love to others. It's a way that we affirm other people, and we affirm the image of God created in every person that's around us. So Kayla has really helped me with that. She grew up, there's a lot of basic skills, I guess, attached to being able to listen well, practical things that I didn't really grow up with. And frankly, most of us don't grow up with these skills. We don't learn how to become a good listener. A lot of people, some families maybe do, but most families don't. I don't know what your experience was, but my experience, it was just a little chaotic. But Kayla, she came from a family that was really good at this. They were really good at listening. Her parents taught her well on how to become a good listener. And I'll tell you, if you ever get a chance to meet my in-laws, Rob and Sandy are their names, you'll walk away, I guarantee you'll walk away feeling like they're great people. And the reason is because they'll genuinely enter into your world and try to understand where you're coming from, and they'll listen to you. They will genuinely hear what you have to say. And I remember the first time that I spent any significant amount of time with them. I had met them once or twice, but Shortly after Kayla and I started dating, we traveled down a couple hours from the school that we went to visit her parents. And I remember, like, vividly that first night having dinner with her family and all of them just kind of sitting around the table and, like, just asking me questions and just listening to me share all about my life. And it wasn't like a, you know, you're dating our daughter, like, we're going to grill you type of thing. It was like, you know, really just, you know, what was your childhood like? Where'd you grow up? You know, just all sorts of different questions and things. And I just got to share, and everybody just sat there and listened to me. I never experienced anything like that before. It was really cool. I was like, man, this is kind of cool. Like, everybody's just listening. I'd like to talk. I don't know if you've realized that, but yeah, so we, you know, just talked about all these different types of things. And then, like, we even got, you know, Kayla's father, Rob, and I, we even got into, like, this long conversation about soccer. You know, we talked about soccer for, like, 30 minutes. And, you know, that might not sound super, like, you know, surprising to any of you that know me, because I'm always talking about soccer and that type of thing. But the reason that it's significant is because Rob doesn't care about soccer. He didn't grow up with it. He doesn't know anything about it. He has no reason to have a 30-minute conversation about this thing. But, like, he was asking me, I just remember that, like, question, like, I never even talked about soccer this much with anybody. Like, question after question after question, you know, just about everything you can imagine, leagues and tournaments and players and rules and tactics. I mean, we were having, like, some serious soccer nerd, you know, in-depth conversations. And it felt great to me, you know, because I'm passionate about that stuff, and I enjoy talking about that stuff. But even though it didn't really matter to Rob, because it mattered to me, he wanted to hear about it. He affirmed who I was by listening to what I cared about. He showed love to me by listening to me. And we tend to think of listening, if we even do think about it, as just a passive thing that we just do. But truly, it's an active way for us to show and demonstrate the love that we have for one another. To listen well is to love well. And, you know, that dinner that I had with Kayla's family for the first time and talking with her dad about soccer and them just, you know, really giving me their full attention and really entering in to my world is an incredible example of this idea called incarnational listening. So for years here at Everyday Church, we have learned from this curriculum called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. And it's a series of books and classes that teach us how to reach emotional health. And the idea is that you can't be spiritually mature without being emotionally healthy. And one of the skills that is taught in this curriculum is called incarnational listening. And there's a book called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality by Pete Scazzaro. We reference this like every other week up here. But I would highly recommend this book. But in chapter 9 of this book, it goes into detail on this skill of incarnational listening. And it gives a lot of practical advice on, like, how to actually do this. But even more than that, it gets behind the theology of listening. And the theology of listening is based on the idea of the incarnation, which the incarnation is the idea that God left heaven and he came and he entered into the world as a human being. So Jesus left the world that he was living in, and he came and he entered into ours, and he lived among us. He showed us love by entering into our world, which is the same thing that Rob did that day and that his family did. They left the world that they knew, and they entered in to somebody else's world to show genuine interest in who I was, to show that they cared about me and that they loved me. And that's what incarnational listening is. It's leaving your own world, and it's leaving your own experiences and your own passions, your own interests, your own, you know, anything that you can bring to the table. It's leaving that behind, and it's going and it's giving all of your attention to another person. If this skill can communicate love, when discussing things as novel as sports, imagine how deeply It can affect somebody when you know, the topic of conversation is people's lives and people's stories and people's experiences. When people have the chance to share their fears and their joys and their pain and the struggles that they've been through, if you can enter into that with them, how great can you love them? You can show and communicate so much love through exercising this skill of incarnational listening. As Christians, it's important for us, you know, and we've been talking in this series on story, to be prepared to share our story, to know what our story is. But I would argue that it's even more important that we're prepared to listen to others as they share their story. Because as Christians, we're called to be known for our love. And we're called to love God and to love others. And to listen well is to love well. It's affirming of people's, of the image of God created in different people. So, you know, in the EHS book and curriculum, there's a bunch of practical skills that I wish I had more time to go into today. But I would say the biggest takeaway for me really has to be giving your full attention to the speaker. So really setting aside, you know, in this day and age of the smartphone and electronics and technology, being able to really set those things aside and really focus and give your attention to the person that's sharing. I think that's one of the most important things that we can do as Christians is really be there to listen. So many people are not listened to today. They don't have anyone who is hearing them, who is affirming them, who is helping them process their lives and their stories and who is loving them through this act of listening. But there's a lot more practical how-tos that this curriculum goes into. But today what we're gonna do is we're gonna spend some time actually doing this as a church. We're going here in a few minutes, in a couple minutes, Jimmy's gonna come up and John's gonna interview our brother Jimmy and Jimmy's gonna share his life story. So you know what I wanna ask all of you to do is to just really give him your full attention. Try to clear your mind of anything that you're going through and try to set aside any, even your phones or devices or that type of thing to really just show him that we love him by really listening to what he has to say and hearing about his life and his story. So we're going to do that. And then in addition to that, I would like to challenge all of you that are here this morning and myself as well. I want to take this challenge to try and practice this sometime this week. So, you know, I think it could be something that could be good if you want to get together with somebody in our church that you don't know too well to get to know them better, or maybe with somebody that you do know but you haven't got to know super well, or maybe somebody that's not even connected to our church. But I would like to challenge all of us sometime in the next week to get together with someone for 1 hour. And, you know, if it's somebody from the church or somebody who's here today and knows this concept that we're talking about, my idea is to take a timer and to set it for 30 minutes. You're getting together for 1 hour. So set the timer for 30 minutes and just ask somebody about their life. Get to know them. Ask them about their experiences and their childhood and their background and different things without sharing anything about yourself. It's a hard thing to do. It's harder than it sounds. To give 30 minutes of your undivided and full attention and entering into somebody else's life and world. But that's my challenge. So get together with somebody and do that for 30 minutes. And then after the 30 minutes is up, set it for 30 minutes again, and then it's your turn to share. And the other person can ask you and try to get to know you better. So that's the challenge that I want to give to all of us. And I think that it's just such an important skill that we need to develop and learn how to do well as a church, as a community of believers, as Christians. We should be known for our love. And this is just such an important way, especially in this day and age, that we can show love to others.